And it is time for another edition of That's Tourism. We are going to talk tourism now, one of PEI's largest and most impactful industries. Did you know one in 10 Islanders works in tourism, and the industry generates $84 million annually in provincial sales tax? And when tourism grows, provincial tax revenue grows, helping to fund essential services like recruiting doctors, supporting school lunch programs, improving infrastructure right across the island from tip to tip. So over the next bunch of weeks, we're going to be talking to some of the incredible Islanders working in the industry, hearing their stories, learning more about the people and their ideas that drive tourism here on PEI. Today, we have Bruce Donaldson with us. How you doing, Bruce?
Very good.
And Bruce knows tourism well through his work in the sports tourism area. You have been the chair of all of the hockey tournaments that have come to Prince Edward Island in the last, like, 10 years, I think.
Not quite, but
it's close. All right, so let's get right down to business, Bruce, okay? A lot of people don't think of sporting events as being a part of tourism. How about telling us a little bit more about that link between sporting events and tourism, especially here on the island?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that there's a link towards that. I mean, you know, financially, the economic boost alone that sport tourism brings into PEI is very impressive and needed, you know, in order to continue to develop the things that we want, you know, as a group of individuals and families. You know, there's the community engagement piece of it is very, very neat these days. Mm-hmm. You know, I had the privilege of co-hosting the U17 World Championship with Summerside and Charlottetown. And, right. You know, that was just an amazing experience between the two groups and something that I had never, you know, thought was something that, you know, we could do. And it went really well.
Now, what type of profile and visibility does the island gain by hosting events like the Canada Games or the Hockey Canada Para Cup?
Well, I think these things are, when you're hosting international events, you know, this is being streamed all over the world. So it really brings public view to PEI and to our ability to host. You know, it creates numerous jobs. A lot of what is done are in the off season or in the shoulder season. So that's key for us, I think, from an economic spin as well. So, yeah.
And I've definitely sat around the table with you and with other members of these committees that have put together some of these top-notch sporting events. What are some of the benefits for island businesses getting involved as sponsors for these events? It's really key.
Yes, very much so. I mean, without the island sponsors, you know, it's really hard to put on a first-class event. And we're blessed here in PEI because we have so many island companies that are willing to help out and assist. And it's not just from a financial perspective. They're actually very, very interested in helping out with staffing and volunteering and the whole piece. So it's very, very impressive. And at the same time, I mean, when you think about it, you know, we have flights that come in here. We have hotels that we use. We have transportation that we use. We have restaurants that we use. And then on top of that, we get to bring in, you know, depending on, you know, we just hosted the Para Cup. And I mean, we had a great relationship with the PEI Chinese Society. You know, they bought into to coming and supporting, and we had Team China here.
Right.
And it was an amazing collaboration to work with these groups.
Very neat. Suppose you're someone at home listening to this right now and you're thinking, you know what, there must be a way that I can get involved in these sporting events or something of that nature. What would you say to someone like that?
Well, typically, you know, once we, you know, you put your bid in and once it gets announced, then there's definitely an opportunity for those to, I would reach out directly to the chair of that event. And, you know, and you can go on the different websites as well. You know, like you look at like Jack Frost and events like that. They're always looking for volunteers. And it's a great way to get mingled within the community and meet a lot of really good people.
And those volunteer teams, they become just that, teams through the event. You know, you get into your little routines and you know you're going to see this person at the coffee stand at this day. And, you know, so it becomes like a little family for a week or 2 weeks. So it's definitely worthwhile and I highly recommend it. And if you get a chance to work with Bruce Donaldson down the road, do it because you will be better for it. Thank you for being here today, sir.
Thank you.